Commentator Tom Reed spent nearly 2 years in Iraq working as a contractor with KBR, a subsidiary of Halliburton. Later, he helped to protect U.S. diplomats for the State Department. Reed says he went to Iraq for one main reason, the same reason that has drawn some 30,000 American civilians to the country.
Sure, I had patriotic reasons. I always felt the need to serve, but never acted on it. By 2003, though, I was deeply in debt. GM's massive auto strike, followed by the worst flood in a century, had decimated my small-town Texas car dealership, which leads me to the main reason I and everyone else went there, the money. Dodging mortars and roadside bombs was deemed a reasonable risk for the money. I found it ironic that so ugly a war, so full of destruction and death, for many of us was our ticket to a new life. I left Houston with 380 other KBR expats at 4 a.m. on a Monday in November 2003. Camp Anaconda near Balad was my first assignment, and my most difficult adjustment to life there was lack of sleep. After 12 to 14-hour days, mortar rounds crashed nearly every night. We crouched inside dark and damp, sandbagged and concrete bunkers, sometimes twice a night, until we received the all clear and returned to our tents. A month later, three other new recruits and I loaded into an unarmored Ford pickup and drove 30 miles to our new assignment at Forward Operating Base Warhorse near Bakuba to the east. The night before this drive, I called my wife, and in an emotional conversation, we went through a to-do list in the event of my death, wills, life insurance, the credit card debt, and my funeral arrangements. I wrote two letters to my children that I prayed would never be read. It was to be a treacherous drive, so we sped through mud hut villages at 75 miles per hour, crossing the Tigris River, one of the four rivers in the book of Genesis. We arrived safely at FOB Warhorse. That muddy hole of razor wire and sandbags was my home for 18 months. I was a logistics coordinator working with the Army. I, among others, helped make sure that 6,000 troops were fed, housed, had safe drinking water, clean uniforms, and toilets and showers that worked. The worst-kept secret on Iraq was that U.S. forces never had the troop strength to lock down the country and prevent the carnage that continues to this day. Non-coms would tell you, junior officers would tell you, but generals or any officer aspiring to be a general would never tell you for the well-founded fear their career would be over. I witnessed the deaths of good and brave American men and women from Warhorse nearby camps, and no death made me grieve more than that of a fine young soldier who I watched grow up next door to me in Texas. I accomplished 90% of my goals in going to Iraq. I developed new skills in logistics and security. I paid off most, but not all, of my debt. I became less trusting of those in positions of leadership and certainly less impressed by them. It was worth it, but it was terribly hard on my family. My wife now sees my time in Iraq as a distant, bad dream, but while I was there, she second-guessed our decision every day. I got a chance to see an important and difficult part of our world, up close and personal. The whole experience for me was more than just the money, more than a new start. It was a privilege.
Commentator Tom Reed spent 2 years as a civilian contractor in Iraq. Now he lives in Melbourne, Australia. He's writing a book about his experience.